through his wife and his wife introduced to a priest, and the priest came around, and then he told the priest exactly what he saw, what happened to him whenever he goes, and he's, ever since I've been trying to join the Christianity, this is what I got. Been suffering and all this stuff. And almost crazy. And he can hunt. And that's what he was describing, this priest. But this one didn't listen. The other priest listened. And he applied the same method. He knows there's nothing he can do to change what he went through at that moment. But the trick is to make him believe something, to have his own faith. What he did was, he tied him, the rope, on his hand, or like this, from the back. Just a strong, like the cord, you know, one of those, what do you call this thing? You know, the one the ships use, you know, those kind of twisted thing, but not big, you know, very soft. So he make a makeshift knot that he can put on his over the back, and then he says, "This was in the spring. This was in the fall, about September, because he wants to go out in the bush, and he was afraid to go there. That's why he has experienced this thing." So the priest says, "Okay, I am going to give you a sign. You're going to go there by yourself. You're going to do exactly what you do all the time, and you will pray the Christian prayers. You're going to deny yourself that thing, and it's not going to be there soon. What you're going to do is, every when you leave, you put this on what I'm tying you behind. This is the symbolic thing. So when you have that, a bit of restriction, you'll have it each day. When you get up, put it on and go to work. If it's necessary, take it apart to be able to do something and put it on again, you know, on top of his clothes." So he says, "By the time you return in the spring, you will be free of your problem. By the time when I see you in June, you will be cured." And the man believed it. Then he went. He took his rope behind every day, his wife put it on him, and he goes out hunting. He visualized those terrible things, yes. But he went through because he believed this is helping him, you know. Then he went through a lot, and by middle of the winter, then he began to diminish this experience of scary and everything. So he began to stop those visions that he saw, especially at night, and he described it as a terrible thing. The voice, the loud voice and the fire in front of him, you know, right up, and he just walks right through it, the faith that he will. Then the fire would jump back there, that's what he thinks. It doesn't leave him. And sometimes there's no fire, sometimes there's a terrible threat from the side where he walks. And he was told not to listen. That's what he did. He just ignored, even though it's tormenting him. The terrible voice, that person always threaten him, you know, if he leaves, if he joins the Christianity. So this was the suffering that he had all that time. Finally, somewhere around in April, I think he almost completely gone. By the springtime, and he was able to hunt just like where he enjoyed himself. And by this time also, he got a habit of praying with his wife. And in the springtime in June when he came, he was free. And the priest says, "Now I can take off this thing, you'll have no more problem." That was it. So that's what the priest was doing, trying to do. He was using that, what do you call that thing, anyway? Psychological thing? But this priest didn't understand that, the problem this guy has. You know, you have to untangle the mind that has been so powerfully embedded. You have to undo that. But just to condemn it and do evil, it's tormenting. It's not him or crazy, you make him crazy. Because he says you're wrong, you're doing the wrong thing. But that's where I think the missionaries did wrong. I don't say God did wrong, but they did using the wrong application. And they should have studied those people, poor people, or which they want to convert it and make a better life out of them, which they believe they want. Their good intention was okay, but the method they used it was not. They should have studied. They should have studied thoroughly exactly what those people are going through and everything, and sort of applied things that were not so severe on people. You know, because there's so many who just went didn't want to bother to join. They died with the other stuff. Because before that, I asked the elders that I have interviewed, what happened to those people who didn't join the Christianity? They said, no problem. They just die just like the way anybody dies. Peacefully, sometimes very gently. There's nothing like in the book that you see devils just grab them when they die. No, they did not say that. But there were some who abused their religion, or usually did something like stealing the man's stuff or something else that is very bad in their custom. Yes, those were bothered by the end of time when they die. They usually confess, and then they have to confess the wrongdoing, and then they feel free as that. They just die.